Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Julie Johnson?
No, but would you like to?
Well, or I can speak with you. Actually, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
61.
Thank you. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic
white.
Or Latino? Thank you.
White.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gluten Camp-Pervez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
No.
Is that a no approve or no disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. And do you strongly disapprove or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Is it protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or improving K-12 education?
Borders are number one. And you had so many others, I can't remember them. But
one that caught your attention after border security?
I'm trying to remember what the other one was, but border security is the prime thing. And
because we have protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
No.
Combating threats to our democracy.
No.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
No.
Fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Yeah, that'd be one.
Okay, thank you very much. What about reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or improving K-12 education? Are your choices fine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Dave Reichert.
Who?
Dave Reichert.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Joe Kent?
75.
Marie Gluten Camp-Pervez?
50.
Donald Trump.
100.
Bob Ferguson.
Who?
Bob Ferguson.
Never. Oh, Ferguson? Zero.
Ferguson.
Maybe a minus 100.
Thank you. The next one is Republicans in Congress.
Okay. What
on
about
a scale from on a scale from
50.
0 to 100.
50.
And the last one on the list is Democrats in Congress.
Zero.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gleason-Camperez?
Kent.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Marie Gleason-Camperez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Gleason-Camperez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight chance.
Very slight chance?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Hello? I didn't hear your question.
Yes, you mentioned a slight chance?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each one of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think is an extremely important quality or attribute for your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
That'd be a 10.
Someone who really understands the hopes and dreams and struggles of the working class, people because they are working class themselves.
10.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one?
Yes, someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
2.
Thank you. And the last one is a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about, let's see, Marie Gleason-Camperez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Gleason-Camperez for Congress. 5 means that it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Gleason-Camperez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
1.
Thank you. The next one is, Marie Gleason-Camperez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress, And rather than voting in the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
One.
Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, in February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
One.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again. If the election for Congress and in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Kent.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey,
I'm trying to eat dinner right now.
Yes, this is the last question, and then we just go to 3 or 4 more questions for demographics.
No, I'm done with questions. Thank you.
This is about...
I won't vote for her, okay?
Yes,
okay.
But
thank you.
Do you want to make
thank
your
you.
Opinion count?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.